Coach, how excited are you to complete the mission of returning atop the Patriot League standings?
It's pretty special. I think everyone knew that we were disappointed in last year's result and felt like we didn't finish the job we started. So, we were on the revenge tour this year and just really proud of how the kids have come out and compete since, day one starting this spring season in February till now. They've stayed the course, they've done what they needed to do, and I couldn't be happier just to see their celebrations and the smile on their faces.
And then starting off with the tournament MVP, Caitlin Coker, obviously had a couple of big hits, a double, triple, steals home. But then she made some really big defensive plays, especially on a couple of slow grounders where she prevented singles from happening.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about her after the game. I told her, we don't win this without you. And that's a massive compliment for a kid that I feel like has been consistent every single year. 4 years we've watched her just continuously grow and get better and mature. But I mean, yeah, there's no one else that we trust at third base and on the offensive end of it. She's taken that three spot this year. And I feel like she's almost back to the old Coker. I feel like she's found her groove. She's driven and run. She's made things happen. And regardless of the two are on before, I feel like she's doing a good job of setting the tone when she needs to and coming up big. So, I could not be prouder. I think Kate Coker is just absolutely stellar. And I feel like we've been watching her since she's 12 years old. So pretty magical to watch her be the tournament MVP.
And on that stolen base, even NCAA took note of Caitlin stealing home. Can you just kind of go through that call? Like, are you leaving up to Caitlin to decide to go? Or are you like, Caitlin, once that ball's thrown, you're going?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a mix of both. I mean, you put a first and third play on, and you assume with a team like Army, they can throw and catch, right? So they're not just going to let us take second. So I give props to Emily Gant first. Emily knew better to not go all the way, right? To go 70% and then take a look at what the situation was. And I mean, Kate made a great read. So, it's a mix of putting the play call on, and they know instinctually as soon as that ball's released, and if they try to go all the way down, Coker and maybe Ronson are the two people, that can kind of push that and get home. So, yeah, I mean, I thought we needed an insurance run. I didn't know what was going to happen at the plate or if there was going to be a hit. So for me, I kind of was like, hey, let's just play the risk, play the cards with our base runners right now with two people with speed on and see what we can do.
And then the first run, 2021 tournament MVP Lauren Nett coming up with a two out RBI single. I know you've talked about in the past how she's transitioned to the outfield, but how big of a moment was that for her?
It's funny. Every kid is really different how they process things. But when we got home from Lehigh last weekend, she had called me on Monday and she went to extra innings in Watertown by herself and asked the owner if he would feed the machine for her while she hit. And she asked me if I'd take a look at videos. She wanted to find any way to help this team. And that is just the type of kid she is. And I think when you look at it, she plays with a lot of passion. And listen, she'll make a mistake here and there, but she continues to step up. And you have to roll the dice. Sometimes I'm like, okay, Lauren, I want to kill you. I want to pull you out. But at the end of the day, she's a kid that, in big moments comes through and finds a way. So, yeah, I mean, I could not be happier for her to have that RBI, which at some point I thought was going to be the lone RBI. But that first run and putting it on the board, I mean, that's just massive. But just her work ethic and who she is, you're excited for her.
And overall, what did you think of Allie's performance? Obviously, I'm sure at the beginning you're a little nervous with the leadoff walk and the one out single, but then she seemed to be in control after that.
Yeah, you know what? Allie is she's a pitcher that obviously goes by feel. You know what I mean? And I think for her this past weekend, it's not easy to be a back-to-back pitcher of the year and have all eyes on you with these high expectations. And I think sometimes she needed to slow the game down and slow herself down to kind of find her groove. I don't know what inning it was today. I think she came in after the first inning. I said, Allie, are you okay? And I did the very similar thing against Bucknell, and she at that point was not okay. And today, after the second inning, she went 1-2-3 and came back in and goes, yeah, no, I'm good. So I think she just needed a second to kind of catch her breath. And you know, that comes from just caring so much and wanting to do well for her teammates and wanting to step up. And, you know, I was going to see it through with her though. I know we had some innings with the leadoff on, and, Ellie has earned the trust and earned the reputation that when runners get on, she finds a way to kind of bear down and almost get better and get weak outs and find a way. So I'm just impressed with her all around and, you know, watching her develop. I mean, I think Ellie might be the best pitcher I've coached here. Just an incredible resilience and incredible ability to just perform at such a high level. And I mean, some of her wins, the three of them are incredible, but yeah, I think Allie Boa is, you know, she has been remarkable.
Well, and then to follow up on that, a program record for shutouts, obviously like an Audrey West, a BU Hall of Famer, an All-American from 96. She has a lot of stats and awards, but for the staff to set the record this year, I mean, what does that say about this staff? And then also you got to give credit to the defense as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. I mean, that's a mix of both. That's a combination of pitchers doing what they need to win games, but also the defense stepping up huge for them. And I think, you know, in the back of my head right now, I can go through different moments where we've had some serious highlights, whether it's in the outfield or the infield or double plays. You know, even Allie Boa is helping herself, right? And in my mind, I have this like kind of reel of our defensive web gems this year. And, you know, that's a testament to, you know, our pitching staff, our defense, and them preparing. And, you know, I think if you ever came out to a practice or you saw the way we ran things, you'd understand the amount of repetition that is given on a daily basis to these kids. All they do is field. All they do is shag. All they do is catch. Like it's what we do. And you have to kind of buy into it. You have to love getting ground balls and fly balls if you want to play here. And you know, you hope that shows up in big ways and in big games. And you know, for us, it's shown up throughout the season.
And then one other question about the game itself. Can you just talk about Army? I mean, having to face them, obviously it was a close game the entire time. I mean, what ended up in your mind being the difference?
I mean, I think with Army, it's you know, I never count them out. And even when we played them earlier in the year, you know, it didn't make a difference how many runs we had on the board. Those kids swing, right? I think they take pride in what they do, but you know, there's just a lot of athleticism on that side. You know, I think their head coach did a really great job this year of taking that team and, you know, continuing to keep them in the tournament, but getting to a tournament final. I mean, anyone can tell you in this world, it is not easy to win the tournament. It is not easy to perform. You hope you're the team that's hot in this weekend. So just really impressive with what they were able to do. But yeah, I mean, I think it was just a matter of, you know, we got some weak outs when we needed to, and they couldn't find a way to kind of generate off AB. I think she scattered four hits, which is, you know, that's excellent. That's what we're looking for. I think she walked someone in the seventh, and I don't think it was a walk. You know, I think she K'd the kid and the umpire said he missed. And you know, that is what it is. So the way I look at it is, you know, she did a good job of keeping that bay. I'm fine if they want to stand on first base, you know, when they start to move around, that's when I'll start to say, okay, we got to bear down a little bit. But, you know, the first inning was dicey, but AB did enough to hold us into it.
And then finally, I know you have greater aspirations than just winning a conference title. Obviously that was the main goal, but there's now more at stake. Just what do you want to work on with the team these next few days, and what's it going to take to make some noise in NCAAs?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, when you look at all aspects of softball, you have to think to yourself at this point, just maintaining the body, staying healthy. But, you know, I think this week is going to be a push of just, you know, kind of performing at a faster level, you know, getting ourselves in a position where we're, you know, maybe seeing the machine a little bit quicker, maybe using the hack attack a little bit more with movement, but just upping our speed on defense, on offense, you know, continuing to do live stuff and, you know, just pushing them. But we're going to need everything to work. And that's the way it goes, right? So you don't know what draw you're going to get. You don't know where you're going to end up. But we assume wherever we're going, we're playing really great competition. So we got to get our minds right on that.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.